Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, Way My Mom. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm doing all right, man, on a chilly Saturday evening.
Oh, yeah, it's brick, man.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you live in New York City, man. That's how it is.
Yeah,
freezing out here.
Freezing, like, it's as cold as the Mets and Yankees bats in the postseason. That's how cold it is.
You're right about that. Ain't nothing colder than that, man.
No.
You ain't lying. Oh, man.
I tell no lies.
Oh, man. I wish you were lying. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on the show. Mac, as always, thank you for being on the show as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, let's dive into it, man. We got a busy show. Give our Super Bowl predictions for next Sunday's Super Bowl. give you our review, our recap of the Royal Rumble, and one of the craziest moments in WWE history went down at the end of the title match, you know, between Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. We'll get into that. Talk about the Knicks, my thoughts on this potential Knicks trade involving Obi Toppin, Knicks fan favorite. I'll give you my thoughts on it. Talk about another trade rumor with Kyrie Irving demanding another trade, requesting another trade out of Brooklyn with the Nets again, yet again. Stop me if you heard that one before.
We're
just going to talk about sports, entertainment, everything else. You know how we do it on this show. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for checking in. You guys want to call in? Please feel free to let your voice be heard. And the number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We love to hear from you. But but before we get right into the the Super Bowl talk that we're gonna get into, because next week is Super Bowl Sunday, and it's gonna be a classic between the Eagles and the Chiefs. So yeah, we're definitely gonna get into it very soon. But before that, I think we should talk about the recent passing of the Happy Day star / Laverne and Shirley star Cindy Williams recently passing away, and not to mention also Lisa Marie Presley passing away recently too. So my thoughts and prayers go out to each of their respective families. You know, they're both been icons in the entertainment field. And my thoughts and prayers go out to their family. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, my condolences go out to their family as well. I mean, two talented people that we've lost, but they'll be missed. But their work will always live on.
Absolutely. With that said, now let's jump right into the show, man. What's your thoughts on this Super Bowl? You got history's gonna be made. You got Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes. First time ever in a Super Bowl. You got two black quarterbacks going head to head. You got two iconic franchise. You got the Chiefs trying to win their third ever title. You got the Eagles trying to win their first. So yeah, something's got to give. What's your thoughts?
I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl, matchup. Like you mentioned, it's the first time that two black quarterbacks are starting in the Super Bowl against each other. You have two high powered offenses. And you got also two good defense.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid going against his former team, and Travis Kelce going against his brother on the other team. Yeah, there's so many different
storylines,
yeah, that you can look for in this Super Bowl matchup. It's going to be very entertaining, and it's going to be close, though. I don't think one team's going to blow out the other. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a great matchup. I can't wait.
Who do you think is going to win, Eagles or Chiefs?
I'm going to give Chiefs the slight edge.
I'd have to agree with you, too. I definitely think Mahomes, he's a little bit more battle-tested.
This is their third Super Bowl, the Chiefs, out of 4 years.
Trying to win his second title ever. I think advantage is Mahomes. And here's another, now I think about another Happy Days correlation. Henry Winkler, you know, also known as the Fonz, you know, he's a huge fan of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there goes another correlation right there. So.
Yeah, it's gonna be great to see. So, can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But now it's looking, you know, it's still gonna be exciting.
What was that? Well, you cut out.
That's not going to be as exciting as, you know, the Jets returning to their first Super Bowl since Super Bowl III. But it's going to be exciting. What are you saying?
When is that?
It's never happened before. It hasn't happened since Super Bowl III. That's the only time it's ever happened. So it'd be nice to see it finally happening eventually.
Eventually. But, yeah, we'll have to wait.
Yeah. But, hey, who knows? Maybe, you know, if Jets can get Aaron Rodgers or somebody of that ilk.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it might finally happen. But, you know, we shall see. But speaking of, you know, legendary AFC East quarterbacks or former ones, I should say, Tom Brady, he, you know, he made his annual retirement. You know, 2 years in a row he retired. He officially announced his retirement.
But now it's for good.
But this time he says it's for good, you know, and, you know, allegedly he has 375 million reasons why, you know, he should retire, you know. So, you know, he signed that 10-year, $375 million contract, allegedly, with the Fox. So, I mean, time for him to settle down, you know, spend time with the family and, you know, give his thoughts. Who knows? Maybe Super Bowl Sunday might be his debut.
Yeah. I don't think so, but we'll see.
I think Kevin Burkhardt is gonna do his first Super Bowl too.
Oh, really?
This one coming up.
So congrats to him.
Yeah, congrats to him. You know, long time Met fan. You know, former Met beat reporter. You know, former fan host. So yeah. You know, congrats to him. Definitely well deserved. But yeah, we shall see what happens down the line, or at least at Super Bowl 57 coming up next Sunday.
Yep.
And shifting gears, the Nets, man. The Kyrie. Speaking of, you know, trying to leave. You know, you got Kyrie Irving again. I think what is this? Earlier this year in the offseason, he demanded a trade, and now a few days away from the Thursday deadline, now he wants to be traded out of New York again, out of Brooklyn. So I mean,
he's never
always something.
He hasn't been happy, you know, these last 5 or 6 years. It seems like.
No, he hasn't. He literally hasn't been happy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can only imagine if he was on the Knicks, how he would feel. Can you imagine? We would have to deal with that headache.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, that was insane. So I guess it's a blessing in disguise. You know,
he didn't want to get vaccinated. He ended up missing a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Promoted an anti-Semitic movie. I mean, this guy has been nothing but controversy since joining in.
Mm-hmm. And he forced his way out of Cleveland because he wanted to be the man. And then once, you know, after he got, he went to what? To Celtics, he realized, you know, hey, man, this isn't, you know, he was a little impulsive there. Should have just not care about what people thought and, you know, that he, you know, he's the Robin of the, you know.
He should stay with Boston.
Well, yeah,
they have a young team, and you know, now look at them. They're the top team right now in the Eastern Conference. You know.
Yeah, he could stay with them too. I mean, he could stay with Cleveland, or he could stay with Boston.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, and now he's going to try to find a way to trade himself out of the Nets, and then I guess that means Durant's going to be traded again. I would presume.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I guess we know who won that trade. The 76ers and the Nets, the Ben Simmons and James Harden trade.
Yeah, 76ers are clearly better. Mm-hmm. But then again, the Nets, they were playing well there before KD got injured.
Mm-hmm.
They were climbing up in the standings. So I think once he comes back, they'll be a threat again. But, I mean, mm-hmm. once he comes back, you know, might not have Kyrie anymore.
Yeah, because, Thursday is the deadline.
Yeah.
Speaking of the deadline, a move that could happen, here's the rumor. Stop me if you ever heard this rumor before. The Knicks and the Jazz are involved in a trade, but this time it involved, last trade it did involve Obi Toppin, Evan Fournier, and draft pick compensation from Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt. That's the rumor that the Knicks and the Jazz is going to make a potential trade. I don't know about you, man, but I would never make a trade with the Utah Jazz ever again, as long as Danny Ainge is running that team, because this smells of desperation. This guy could have traded Donovan Mitchell with us.
Yeah.
And out of sour grapes, he traded him away to Cleveland Cavaliers. And now that team is, you know, that team is riding high. And, you know, basically, you know, this smells of desperation. You know, why are we making a deal with him? He didn't, when he had something of value for us, He basically wanted to be spiteful because the rumors was that he was offended by the Knicks scouting Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell during that Utah Jazz versus Cleveland Cavaliers playoffs, opening round of the playoffs of last year. So why in the world would I want to – why if I'm the Knicks, would I go back with my tails between my legs to make a deal with Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz, just so I could get rid of Evan Fournier and trade a fan favorite Obi Toppin? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, period.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that trade, period, anyway.
Exactly. You know?
I don't know why they want to get rid of Obi Toppin so much. But
they need to play the guy more. That's the problem.
And just like Reddish, I don't know why they don't play that guy. I mean, mm-hmm. this guy is just sitting there on the bench. And remember, he was playing well early in the season. And, yeah, I know he mm-hmm. doesn't play much defense, but I mean, the guy can give you some scoring.
They did the same thing. Thibodeau did the same thing with Kemba Walker last year. Like I don't get it, man. Like,
Thibodeau needs to go after the season. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't be opposed of it, but the problem is that what star coach is going to come over here? No, we're going to just hire some retread mediocre coach to come here because no Hall of Fame coach is going to want to come here. Think about that.
We're going to stay the same way then.
We're gonna stay the same way regardless until we revamp this team significantly, because this is not a championship caliber team. This is a team that's gonna finish 6-7 and get knocked out of the first or second round of the playoffs. This team is not a championship caliber team. You know what I mean?
I could have told you that.
I know. So I'm saying, like, who are they going to get that's going
to... I would love to hire Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson did
develop that Warrior team. Before Steve Kerr got that job.
Yeah, Mark Jackson would be the perfect guy to replace him. The problem is it looks like he's blackballed in the NBA. So he would be the perfect replacement, but I don't see them hiring him. So other than Mark Jackson, which, like I said, he looks like he's blacklisted or blackballed out of the league, you know, as a head coach. So I don't see anybody else. I don't see any other good coach that wants to come here. I just don't see it. I don't see it. It's tough getting players to come here. The only time a player wants to come here is once a year when they scored their career high points and then leave. Then, you know, after the game. So I don't know what head coach is going to want to come here. That's going to change the culture, of this franchise. The Knicks, they basically, in order for them to be a championship caliber team, for teams to take them seriously, is that either Randle has to be gone or Randle has to be the third or fourth best option on the team. Because Brunson, congrats to Randle. You know, he deserved the All-Star selection his second time in 3 years, you know. But Jalen Brunson, man, if you're watching the games, Jalen Brunson is clearly the MVP of this team. Like, this dude dropped 41 points, you know, against the Clippers, you know, earlier today. You know, he made a key pass for Grimes to knock down the game leading three at the time, which was the first time the Knicks led the whole entire game. Was with, like, what, about a minute left into the game. That was the first time they led the whole entire game. I think it was, like, maybe it was 113, 112 at the time. The Knicks got the lead up to 115, 112. But then, of course, in typical Knicks fashion, with less than, what, 3 seconds left in the game, he hits the game-tying three, forces it into overtime, and then, of course, you know, when the Knicks go into overtime, that's when the Knicks quit because Knicks don't get paid, you know, overtime. So they apparently they get paid by the hour. They don't get paid overtime. So, you know, they don't show up in the overtime. So
yeah, and they don't play good at home this year. They play much better on the road than they do at MSG, which is surprising.
And that's another indication that this team is not going to go far. You know what? This team's not even going to make it to the second round because if you can't win at MSG, where are you going to win? If you can't win at home, then what you going to do? What can you do if you can't win at home? Like, seriously, I mean, their only saving grace is that, you know, they're going to be one of the lower seeds, so they're not going to have a lot of, you know. They're going to be playing more road games, best case scenario. But, I mean, it's a head scratcher. You know, the Knicks lose another game, 134-128 at the Garden. You know, at the place, the world's most famous arena for the opponents to score on. You know, I mean, what else can I say about this team? They've been in no man's land.
They've been inconsistent this year. I mean, they'll go on a winning streak, then go on a losing streak, then go on a winning streak, and yeah, they've been up and down this year. I mean, they do have a winning record, which is good, and if the season started right now, they'd make the playoffs most likely.
But the problem is that not as a top player coming out, Wabamba, however you say that guy's name, and they're not going to be nowhere near taking him. And even if they had Knicks have the worst record, they still wouldn't get him anyway. The ping pongs would fall the wrong way, and they end up not getting anybody. And then another thing.
The dude's name is Wabamba? Like the movie?
Wabamba, something like that.
Oh.
Victor, I think his name was Victor something. Victor, let me see if I could. Victor Wembanyama or something? I don't know how you pronounce it. Well, he ain't coming to the Knicks anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know, when he scores 55 points on us, then I'll know how to say his name. Shoot. He'll be like Giannis. And Tempopo. Whatever. Career high on us, I'll know his name. But yeah, man, it's just, I mean, that's Knicks are in is it either in NBA purgatory or NBA hell? Like, when they're really bad, they can't get the number one pick. They can't. Or, and when they have the top picks, they can't. They don't make the right decisions. They got Toppin, which was, he's a good player, but they could have had Halliburton. If you're going to trade Toppin, you might as well draft the Halliburton. Because they needed a point guard in the worst way. And they had to, you know, be accused of tampering to get, you know, to get Brunson, you know, via free agency. I mean, and it just shows how Jalen Brunson has been robbed, man. Like, this dude should be all-star.
Professional this year. I mean, he's the reason why Julius Randle was an all-star.
Exactly.
Because of Brunson's play.
Yeah, Brunson's been shouldering the load, and because of that, Randle's been free to be himself.
Yeah.
To be a triple double threat, you know, because the pressure's not on him. But the problem is Tom Thibodeau, man. He's in love with that guy, man. He just keeps giving that guy the last second shots, man. And Randle, as talented as he is, he's not that type of clutch player that's going to be knocking down these shots, man. He misses free throws in critical situations. He had a good game today, 28 points. I'm just saying, generally speaking, he doesn't come up clutch. He's a very talented player. I mean, let's be real here. If the Knicks are a championship caliber team, he cannot be the second option. He was the first option for all these years. Now he's slided down to number two. He has to be the third or fourth best option. Fourth, to be honest with you, but like the Knicks, they need a superstar player. And the problem is, the only time a superstar player wants to come to the Knicks is draft night. And then the Knicks are going to make a bad draft, and then the guy's going to want to score his career high against us when he visits the Garden. That's how it always is. That's how it's been for the last 20-something years. And something's got to change. Something's got to give, man, because either the Knicks are really, really bad or the Knicks are currently what they are, you know, pretenders. You know, they're above 500 team. You know, us Knicks fans, we're glad to see them playing better, you know, because they haven't really given us anything. We could count on one hand the times that the Knicks have actually been a above 500 team, playoff team. You know,
well, they're much better than last year, for sure.
Well, yeah,
they're much, much more fun to watch.
This is like the third best team that the Knicks have had, you know, in the 21st century. You have that 2013 team with Kidd and you know, Mello. You had the team from 2 years ago that lost to the Hawks. And then you got this team so far, you know. Obviously, this season isn't over yet, so we don't know where this team's gonna end up. But right now, this team looks like, right now on paper, it looks like it's the third best team we've had since the healing era, you know. So we shall see what will happen. And man, they better find a way to get Brunson on this All-Star, because that's a joke.
Yeah, he's been playing great this year. He definitely deserves to make it.
That's a joke. That's a straight up joke. I know in the thing, you know, you're always gonna have people that's deserving, that's gonna be, you know, left out. I understand that. But this guy, I mean, come on. If you have to pick one Nick to be an All-Star, it has to be Brunson. Not saying Randle don't deserve it. Because Randle, he rebounded, he bounced, no pun intended, you know, he's bounced back. But I think they both deserve to be an All-Star. If one person had to be picked, it had to be Brunson. But it is what it is. Because Brunson is the MVP of the Knicks.
I mean, Brunson could be a superstar himself. I mean, the way he plays, I mean, I'd say he's better than most point guards in the NBA right now.
Yeah, and a bargain for what they're paying him.
So, I mean, the idea that the Knicks don't have a superstar, well, I mean, Brunson could be a superstar.
Well, he could be a superstar in the making.
I mean, he probably is a superstar right now when I think about
it. He's playing like a superstar, but the problem is he's never been an all-star. So,
I don't think you need to necessarily be an all-star to prove, like, me that you're a superstar, you know? There's guys that who don't make the all-star team, you know, every year, and they're still superstars in my eyes. So
I don't think
an all-star game should, an all-star spot should define whether or not you're a superstar.
I think so. You have to be a perennial all-star to be a superstar. I think Jalen Brunson is a star player. You know, but technically he's not because he's never been an all-star. This should be the year he should be an all-star. He's robbed. But I think in order for you to be a superstar, you have to be a perennial all-star.
Yeah, I mean, there's been superstars that have been snubbed. There's even superstars that are snubbed for a Hall of Fame, you know? I don't think those things defined how great of a player you are. But Brunson, I don't think he should dwell on it too much, you know? Just focus on winning and leading the Knicks to the promised land. You know, we, as Knicks fans, we appreciate his play, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, that's all he could do. I mean, you said it beautifully. I mean, there's nothing more he could do. He just got to keep balling, and, you know, he scored 41 points, which is, like, what, 3 points away from his career high? So, you know, he's doing what he has to do. So, props to him.
Yep.
And hopefully they get it right. And, you know, if they have to make a replacement, then, you know, hopefully he'll be strongly considered, but we shall see. We'll find out. But speaking of MVP, yeah, man, Sami Zayn's been the MVP of the WWE, but before we get right into him, what he's been doing, yeah, let's recap what happened in, you know, the Royal Rumble leading up until the main event match. Cody Rhodes, he was the last man standing. He defeated the 29 other men to become, the win the Royal Rumble match. He's going to be facing Roman Reigns for the, you know, the Undisputed Championship at WrestleMania. I mean, you know, congrats to him. Gunther was phenomenal. You know, he was the number one guy picked, but he went over one hour, but he got eliminated by Cody for the last elimination. I mean, congrats to Cody. I mean, you know, Cody is, you know, doing some of that. None of his, you know, his brother, you know, Goldust, aka Dustin, and his father Dusty, weren't able to do in WWE. Props to him. But to me, it seems like this is like the Daniel Bryan situation, or the Kofi Kingston situation from a few years ago. Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. Props to him, you know. But Sami Zayn should have been in this spot. Because Sami Zayn, man, he's the red hot challenger. You know, storyline, it makes more sense for him to win this event and, you know, challenge Roman Reigns for the title, man. I don't know about you. What you think?
I think that's. I mean, it was kind of predictable though, for Cody Rhodes to win the Royal Rumble. I mean, everyone was expecting it, even though I actually wanted Bobby Lashley to win it. You know, I wanted to see that Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns matchup at WrestleMania, but you know, WWE they wanted Cody Rhodes to get that spot, you know, now that he's recovered from that pectoral injury that he suffered. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it's gonna be a great, it's a good matchup. And we'll see if Roman Reigns still has a title by then, you know, because we could see Sami Zayn beat Roman Reigns at
Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, you know.
I would love to see that happen, but I doubt it.
Or maybe even, maybe they might even do a triple threat at WrestleMania. They might change it.
Maybe. Or,
you know?
Or the rumor I'm hearing is that maybe they might do Cody Rhodes one night and Sami Zayn the other night.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's another great idea.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. I would actually prefer that.
I would prefer that, too. I would make Cody Rhodes face him night one and have Sami Zayn face him the second night.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what I would do. But most likely, if they would do that, they would probably have Sami Zayn the first night and Cody Rhodes
the
second
night. Yeah.
But that's if Sami Zayn is really in the title picture. I mean, obviously,
right.
Technically, he's in it because he's in Elimination Chamber, the Elimination Chamber title match. So he's in the title picture, but, you know, there's a lot of rumors that, you know, people think he's, you know, he's a paper challenger, you know, that WWE doesn't see him as a legit contender, which, you know, to me, that's, you know, I think that's a bad way to look at it, man, because the fans want. You know, the fans are solely behind him, like, you know, like they were with Kofi Kingston and like they were with Daniel Bryan. I think this is time to shine, man. The guy has been very talented, and this is his moment. But I don't think he's gonna win it, man. You know what I mean? I think he's like a modern day Mick Foley. Like you know, the way how he speaks, the way how he, you know, like.
I get like Daniel Bryan vibes from Sami Zayn these days.
That too. Across the team, Daniel Bryan, Mick Foley. It's like when he's crazy, you know, he could be that crazy heel, but then he could be that lovable loser kind of guy that you root for. So yeah, Daniel Bryan's a good analogy too. You know, good comparison as well.
The fans are behind him.
Yeah, I think they should have called the All-Out Ball and have Sami Zayn compete and win that. Because he just seems out of place, like Batista winning that Royal Rumble instead of Daniel Bryan. Because the storyline is pointing to Sami Zayn in this spot, but WWE wants to stick with the plan, and they could have pushed this back 1 year later. They could have had Cody Rhodes win it next year.
Yeah,
you know, with this storyline with Sami Zayn being this hot, it's like they're shoehorning Cody Rhodes into this.
Yeah, Sami Zayn should have been the huge center of attention for WrestleMania.
Oh, what did you say?
Like Sami Zayn, he should have been he should have got that WrestleMania spot. Definitely.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. But yeah, we're gonna talk more about Sami Zayn in a few minutes. Bray Wyatt, he defeated LA Knight. Mountain Dew pitchback match. What was your thoughts on the match?
Wait, go over that match again? What match was this?
Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight. Mountain Dew pitch black match.
Oh yeah, the pitch black match. Yeah, that was more like a glow in the dark match.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was a glow in the dark match. They should have, what's her name, Naomi in this. Feel the glow match.
Yeah,
you know?
It felt like that. I mean, it was a bizarre match, but
that, yeah, for real, it was not a pitch black match. It was more like you said, glow in the dark, like.
And as expected, you know, Bray Wyatt won in dominating fashion.
Yep.
Well, I wish his first match back could have been more competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll get that at WrestleMania, you know? Matchup.
I can't wait until the Elimination Chamber match. It's going to be a Frank Red Hot Sauce First Blood match. You know? Because all these matches are being sponsored now, you know? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, the match, to me, it didn't live up to the hype, you know. We'll see.
I agree.
We'll see what happens next time, man. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
Mountain Dew, glow in the dark.
Pitch black match.
Pitch black match.
It's not even pitch black. Like, I mean, come on. Bianca, moving on, Bianca Belair defeats Alexa Bliss to retain the Raw Women's Championship. I mean, pretty predictable for the most part. Rhea Ripley, she defeats, the other 29 women to become the Royal Rumble winner, which, I mean, that's a perfect perfect winner right there.
Yeah.
Eliminating Liv Morgan.
Looks like she'll be facing
Charlotte
Flair.
Excellent choice, because Charlotte defeated her for the NXT title a few years ago in her WrestleMania moment. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense that she's facing her. See? You see how that one organically fit? Her versus Bianca Belair would have been a good match, but you know, her losing to Charlotte Flair, it makes more sense for her to face Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know, to get that redemption. And last but not least, you got the Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens match, which, you know, good match as expected. We all knew Kevin Owens was going to lose, but man, match beatdown and segment was, I mean, that's a legendary segment that we were watching. Like, you know, Sami Zayn being conflicted, even though not too long ago he was attacking Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens, I should say, but I guess enough is enough. Having the trial and all that stuff, I guess, open Sami Zayn's eyes that, you know, he's a pawn in the Bloodline's, chess game. You know, him having to prove himself all the time. And, you know, he got to the point in the trial that he didn't even want to defend himself. And, they really whooped his butt. Like, what they put on Kevin Owens, man, that was like the biggest beatdown post PG, like PG era that I've seen. Like they gave him like the Young Bucks in AEW. They have the super kick party where they just like super kick people, like basically in their matches. But this one was like, this was like, they were like in fatality mode. Like, they just kept super kicking him. Like, he was handcuffed to the ring, and they were just like super kicking him. Like,
yeah, it was like some type of crash dummy.
Yeah, like they really whooped his behind. Like, and that goes to show you they didn't even like. Him and Sami Zayn didn't even bleed, and it was brutal. Like, the way how they put a whooping on both of them. And then, of course, you know, Sami Zayn, you know, he had second thoughts. He stopped Roman Reigns from hitting Kevin Owens with the chair. He was saying, like, you know, it's beneath you and stuff like that. And then, of course, Roman Reigns was saying, okay, fine, you do it. And then Sami Zayn finally snapped out of his senses and hit Roman Reigns on the back with the chair, which was shades of Seth Rollins betraying the Shield when he hit Roman Reigns on the back, and he ended up bouncing face first into the bottom of the turnbuckle, kind of like looked like he was getting set up for the 619 how he fell down, you know.
Yep.
And it was exactly, he fell down the same exact way, like when Seth Rollins became the plan B of the Authority, hit him in the back, and then the whole arena popped, man. It was like almost attitude error popped. It wasn't like, you know, okay, hey, he's a good guy. It's like, yes, finally, Sami Zayn snapped out of it. And then the beatdown began, like super kick, you know, by one of the Usos, and they just whooped them up, you know. Roman Reigns was like the devil, you know, in his ear before, you know, before he hit Roman Reigns with the chair saying, you know, I love you, man. You know, you're part of the family and stuff like that. And then, you know, of course he hits Roman Reigns in the back, and then he's trying to plead with Sammy's trying to plead with the Usos, like, you know, like he's sorry. And then one Jimmy, I think, is the one that super kicked them. And then that's when the beatdown, you know, began with on Sammy, ripping, you know, Roman Reigns ripping the shirt, you know, Roman Reigns beating him up. And then, of course, the shocking thing, Jay, the guy who hated him in the beginning, walks out on his family because he couldn't condone what they were doing.
And he hasn't been spotted since.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds him, I guess, his feud with Roman Reigns, a few years ago during the Thunderdome, how he, you know, how he was with him. So, yeah, now he's going to have to come back because he's going to have to defend the title, the tag team titles, this coming week. I think it might even be SmackDown. I'm trying to remember what team is he facing. I think it's Ricochet and – I think it's Ricochet and –
Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Didn't they win last night?
I think so. I think that's the number one contender.
Yeah.
So they're going to face off against them. And now, Jay is going to have a decision. Is he going to forfeit the title? Is he going to compete with his family in spite of his differences, which I assume he will? Because that'd be a weird way for their legendary title reign to end.
Yeah.
So. And maybe both Usos might turn babyface. Because if you notice Roman Reigns' shirt, he has a new Bloodline shirt, but it's only him and Paul Heyman. It's not the entire Bloodline.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or
will he cut the Usos soon? I wonder.
If they lose the titles, I think he would.
Yeah.
Or maybe Solo Sikoa could be the new Uso with Jimmy, since he is a Uso brother.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because that's what it looks like. That's the default. What's going to happen? You know. And maybe they should have Freebird rules, you know. When they the Usos, the Usos fight, or one of the Usos stood out and have solo, you know, tag teams. Since they're all brothers, so.
Yeah, I see that happen.
Yeah, and then fast forward to SmackDown. Last night, basically, Roman Reigns explained why he did it. He felt like Sami Zayn wanted a piece of him. He was using him. And then Sami Zayn attacked him from behind and basically, you know, told him that he didn't want anything from him, but now he wants him and the Undisputed title. So at the Elimination Chamber, it's going to be in Montreal, you know, in Sami Zayn's, you know, country. He's gonna have his title opportunity against Roman Reigns.
I would love to see Sami Zayn pull off the upset, you know, in Montreal, but
and that's his...
I don't know if that's gonna happen. If the titles were to change hands and Sammy were to win it, it would have to be at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. And that's his hometown, you know, character-wise, because apparently he's born in Laval, Quebec, which I guess Montreal is in Quebec, also Quebec, Canada. So, you know, I guess, you know, basically that's, I guess, technically his hometown, you know, kind of like John Cena. He's from, Westbury, Massachusetts, which is basically not too far away from Boston. So I guess in a sense it's like that. So that's the closest to his hometown you're going to get. So,
yeah.
You know, I would love to see Sami Zayn win it, but I don't think WWE thinks of him as a serious contender, even though the fans are behind him. But yeah, I think that's about it. I think we touched on everything. Can't think of anything else. I think we touched on everything else. Anything you'd like to talk about before we head out?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, yeah, nothing else that I can think of at the moment. Just check out my show, iMac, every Saturdays at 10. Check your local listings for that. Nice Super Bowl edition coming up next week, so stay tuned.
All right, you heard the man. Check out iMac. Got Super Bowl edition coming up. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV, and check out my this show, Sports Urban Legend, every Saturdays at 10, only on Block Talk Radio. But next week we're going to have it off, you know, for the Super Bowl, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all tuning in to this episode of Sports Urban Legend. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.
If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. What you love.